The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We have a Final Four.
Villanova is right now playing, I think, better than anybody. If I were making favorites, they'd be my favorite to win. It's hard to argue against North Carolina, but North Carolina is also that team that underperforms at the wrong time sometimes. Let's just pretend for a second Syracuse has a shot in hell of beating North Carolina and being in the final. Then you've got that story. I think you're going to have a good match or a good storyline no matter what.
It's a good Final Four. It's a lot better than us getting VCU and Butler.
A.J. Reed will be here June 1st. A.J. Reed hit 311 with three home runs in the spring in 45 at-bats. Jonathan Singleton, 151 with 17 strikeouts and 53 at-bats. Jonathan Singleton sucks, man.
You know what he is? But I think he's your classic halfway between AAA and MLB player.
Because like Brett Wallace was.
Like Brett Wallace was.
A quad A player.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler at A.J. is the real. I've just totally blanked on Jungle Fever again. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. You heard some of that. We got a little Astros talk in. I think we finally have gotten off the Syracuse talk.
Not on Twitter. It's still kicking around.
I know. You're carrying on with that on Twitter, so please continue. El Jefe asked me something that I get asked a lot. But I know we have a lot of new listeners, so he says, do you guys think Houston will get an NHL team, or do you think it would do okay? I don't think they're going to get one because the NHL appears to have no interest in what, by 2020, is going to be the third largest city in this country. And you know who's moving here? People in places where there's hockey.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving from the Midwest. If you look, Chicago's lost a bunch of people. Well, this city is a city of, it's a very diverse city, but it's also got a lot of people from up north. There's a bunch of Canadians here. There's a bunch of people who love hockey. The Arrows did really well when they made it to that Calder Cup or whatever cup it was.
But I feel like I went to a couple of Arrows games, and it just felt like there was nobody there.
There was a hardcore group of about 8,000 that would go to every game. But when they made the playoffs, they filled the place. And you know how Houston is. But an NHL team would be great, but the NHL doesn't appear to be interested. Instead, they want to. You know, I think Vegas is intriguing. And I think that's a good market for them to try. They want to get back in Quebec. Great. I think Seattle's keeps getting thrown out there, but they need a new arena. But for some reason, they have no interest. So I do think it'd be successful. I think there's a lot of people here that would enjoy it. But you know, Gary Bettman and the NHL, they have other priorities. And having one in a really good market in a thriving economy doesn't make as much sense as having a team in Columbus or Florida. So, yeah,
I think the best thing the NHL could do is clip about four teams.
I would agree.
And
not expand.
Don't worry about expanding or moving. They need to narrow it down on how many they've got.
And you know, 281, so the problem with the Arrows is it just wasn't quite as good a quality as the NHL. And people here recognize that. They'll go see, hey, if Sidney Crosby comes in here to play, they'll go see him.
Of course.
Connor McDavid. They're not the. You know when they had some really big crowds was during the lockout, and Oklahoma City came down here and had all those great young players for the Oilers that have not turned into great young players, but they were supposed to. That place was packed, and it was awesome because people went there to see Taylor Hall and Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Jordan Eberle, and those are NHL caliber players. So yes, I think it would work, but it's not going to happen. I had thought by 2020 we'd have a team, but. It's not going to happen. And it is. It's a fun sport, especially in person. It's not as good on TV. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Okay, so we've had like women's basketball talk today. too much baseball talk and too much hockey talk.
Agreed.
Not enough TV talk?
I don't know either.
Well, people seem to be into it.
I feel like we've done okay.
We'll just keep rolling with it. Let's see what Matthew has to say. Hey, Matthew, you're on the Blitz. What's up, man?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in real quick on the other person's question via text or the Twitter or whatever about whether or not Houston would get an NHL team. And I don't think that it'll happen, mainly because Houston is like another Atlanta. You know, the Thrashers were there. I used to live in Atlanta for 12 years while the Thrashers were there. You know, people showed up. Guys like me who are originally from Chicago, you know, showed up to enjoy real hockey and everything. But overall, the city does not care about hockey like that, even though you have a number of transplants. So I think if the NHL did that, it would end up another Thrashers to Winnipeg becoming a Jets situation all over again.
And I'll respectfully disagree with you, because Atlanta might be one of the worst sports cities in this country. Not that Houston's a good one, but
it's not as bad as Atlanta.
No, Atlanta is, and the whole makeup of this city is much different because of the oil. I know Houston gets compared to Atlanta a lot, which I don't get, because I've been both places, and no disrespect to Atlanta and people from there. I would never live there, but it's a bad sports city. The Braves were making the playoffs every single year and couldn't even sell out playoff games. And even the Falcons have trouble there sometimes. It's, you know, people are more interested in SEC football than they are anything. So, yeah, I don't think it's fair to compare them to the Thrashers. Plus, the city's significantly bigger than Atlanta. And, again, the oil business makes a big difference, because a lot of people who have moved here from other places come from hockey hotbeds. And, you know, maybe that's the case in Atlanta. I don't know the makeup that much, but I don't think it is. 908 said, I'd love to see a Fred and Barry Melrose hockey show. Labatt, Blue, and Molson for days. I would love to do a show with him. That dude would be awesome. 713-780-ESPN. But you know what? He was interested enough to call in and bring up the Thrasher. That was actually a question in trivia a couple weeks ago.
What was the
prior name of the Winnipeg Jets NHL team? Which I nailed that one. That's a pretty easy one. But it's funny, because you kind of look at the one thing I think about this city is there are enough fans of just about everything. You just have to be good. Like when the Dynamo are good, people go. When they're what they were last year, they don't. And Texans are always going to be the Texans.
People, and they're always going to sell out.
And they're always going to sell out. When the Rockets are good, people go. When the Astros were bad, I went to a lot of games when they were bad. And hell, you could see it on TV. The lower deck was half full. But when they're good, people will go. And I think that's just the case for any sport here. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And that's, I mean, that's across the board. Like UH football last year.
Yeah.
Get good, guess what? They're selling out those last few games. And, you know, they'll sell out a bunch next year. It'll be interesting to see what they do in that opener against Oklahoma at Reliant, or NRG, excuse me. That thing will be sold out. You're still battling with these guys, aren't you?
It never ends.
Oh, well.
Until I say Syracuse is great. Guess what? I'll do that.
713-780-ESPN. Fred, I'm sure you mentioned it before. What NHL team are you a fan supporter? I'm a Maple Leafs fan, and they're awful. And this is the year where they should get the number one pick, and that Austin Matthews is going to be a superstar. But no, they're not going to get it, because the crappy lottery rules are worse than the NBA's. They're going to wind up with not going to get any. Anyway, that's... And that it's a long, boring story as to how I became a fan of them, but I have been since 96. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. Mark brings up a good point. Says, anyone who thinks a hockey team won't work here, go to the Maple Leaf in a month and talk to the packed crowd there.
It's different to fill a stadium than it is to fill a bar.
No, but I tell you what, there's three or four bars in town mostly Blackhawk fans because there's a bunch of them here. But when it's Olympic hockey, when it's playoff hockey, there's more than one. I mean, that's kind of the gold standard, and that's not fair because that's where everybody goes for their hockey. It's where I go. But there are a lot of other bars that do that too. And it's that doesn't and part of it, this is fair too. You're a Blackhawks fan. You going to go see the Houston team other than when the Blackhawks come?
No.
Maybe not. I mean, probably not.
That's the thing. All these teams that get moved around, people really don't. I mean, it's novelty for a year or two.
Yeah.
But then that stops, and then people go to watch the other teams play. Unless your team is one of the teams that has instant success, which is pretty rare.
But I kind of have a feeling I know what it would be like. It'd be like the Texans games, where you see more opposing jerseys there than you do any stadium I've ever been in, except for the Jaguars. That doesn't count. But it doesn't matter who the Texans play. There's going to be 5,000 people wearing the opponent's jersey.
Yeah.
Almost every game. And that's because of the makeup of the city. There's a lot of people here from those areas. I think it would be the same way. I'd be okay with that. Yeah, Benny says, wasn't it the Atlanta Falcons that had to use fake crowd noises?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a fair comparison. Just like
I don't know if they had to, but they did.
They did, yeah. But it's just like trying to, I mean, when it comes to sports cities, trying to compare Atlanta to Houston is like trying to compare Houston to Dallas. It's just not the same thing. 713-780-ESPN. See what I did there? No, I just defended Houston fan and Atlanta fan in one.
Good job.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aubrey Theodi. Back. He broke his streak last week of Monday call-ins. He's back on the wagon, though. I think we're going to have him for at least 2 to 3 weeks straight. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon. Actually, I'm working at San Antonio base today. And, you know, the funny thing people a lot of times don't realize, you know, dirt-free, you know, we hit like our 45th million dollar mark that we've turned in revenue since Dirt Free opened.
Nice.
Not that long ago. I mean, how many carpet clean companies can say they turned $45 million ever in their existence or in a million years? But we've done that with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. We have a giant van-powered machine. It's the most powerful system in the world. Our margins are real, real low, less than state, local, federal government, you know, makes on the company. So you get a great value in the very finest technology. Pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FRE with 1E. 281-DIRT-FREE will come out, start in the very worst area of your carpets, tiles, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, even your wool rugs. Whatever you want done, we'll start in the worst area. We'll make sure you love it or we won't bill you. You don't have to worry about a refund. It's a non-charge. We won't charge you if we can't get it right. And you don't have to wait. These people say, oh, I got to wait till it dries. Feel it right now. Test it. It's dry right there. It's dry right now. People get overwhelmed with this system. 281 Dirt-Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. I'll do for you guys the same thing I did on TV today. We'll give you some free chem-free, which is our little spotter, so you can respot the house. Free chem-free, a free room of carpet cleaning with any purchase at 281 Dirt-Free or dirtfreecarpet.com on the web.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Always a good offer. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple of things from Alan on Facebook, who had some really good points about some stuff earlier that I didn't get to. I apologize. I'm not able to keep up with Twitter, Facebook, or text today. Simply because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And part of it, can you guys take me off of your Jim Boeheim conversation?
Yeah.
Because that's fine that you guys are doing that, but I'm not in on that, and it's hard for me to catch up with everybody. But it says 4+ million live 30 to 45 minutes away in the suburbs. Astro Stadium is downtown. Getting home to kids, wife, family, and getting back is hard to do during the week and not work the stress, worth the stress or time if they aren't good. Even when good, it's tough to fill Minute Maid Park with 40K during the week. Weekends will always be sold out if good. Yes, except the one thing I will say, there's more people living in the downtown area now than there was in 2005 when they were going to the World Series. Those teams were 3 million people. They were selling out every game almost. They were getting 33,000, 34,000 on weeknights. Now, I understand during weeknights, especially with school and everything else, that it is a pain in the butt to drive in. But when those teams were really good, that wasn't a problem. And we've talked, there's 8,000 new living areas going up in downtown and a bunch more for scheduled for Edo. You're going to have significant amount of people down there. And then back to the hockey thing, says, maybe wrong, but I believe they tried to come here in the past, but wasn't it Les Alexander who doesn't want to give up part of Toyota Center? The Penguins was a possibility a decade ago or was talked about. Actually, Les tried to buy them. Les tried to buy Edmonton. Bettman kind of used him for those places to stay where they are, but Les wanted a hockey team, and Bettman kind of screwed him over, and I think that's part of the problem, is that Les would have to most likely own the team if you're going to be in Toyota Center, which is where they should be, and I think there's some bad blood there, and all because of that, you know, not even going to look at us. It's fine. Screw you, Bettman. I hate that guy. Worst by far. You think Roger Goodell is awful? This guy is the worst commissioner in the history of sports. And yet he keeps his job, and he's a weaselly little dude, and I can't stand him. And just out of do you think an NHL team could draw more than 12,000 people on average at Toyota Center? Considering the Arrows did 10 one year. Pretty sure they could do more than 12,000.
It's possible, yeah.
That's what Carolina does.
I mean, it depends. Like, would they this, like, now?
We're talking about averaging.
Yeah, because, like, now with the economy down a little, maybe not.
The economy is better here than it is a lot of places, though.
Right. People care about hockey more in those places than they do here.
Well, the ones that I'm looking at, they don't. Arizona and Carolina. Those are the ones at the bottom.
Yeah, those, and they should be at the bottom.
Yeah.
The NHL was stupid to put franchises there. But I don't know that putting one in Houston necessarily fixes that.
No, but if you're taking away one of those, I guarantee you would do a hell of a lot better than that here. I'd have season tickets.
Of course you would. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. You'd go on a press pass.
No, I'd have season tickets. Because how would the wife get in?
I don't know.
713.
She wouldn't, because she'd be home watching watching her team play.
She doesn't really have a team, though. So.
Really?
Yeah, she roots for all the Canadians. She's not a big NHL fan.
Okay.
Oddly enough, even though she's probably going to win our damn league. But she's a fan of Sidney Crosby and anybody Canadian. Now Connor McDavid is now her favorite player. So, she's a weird chick, man. Okay, I promised you some RJ Bell odds. I've been putting them off. Can I do some of the things yes. that RJ sent us? Because I think there's a lot of interesting things about the Final Four.
Okay.
Here are your updated NCAA title odds. North Carolina is your slight favorite, plus okay. 130. You're getting a plus on all these guys.
Yeah.
Villanova, plus 250.
All right.
Oklahoma, plus 300. And please pass this on to whoever it is you're arguing with about Syracuse, plus 1,000.
All right.
The spreads, North Carolina, minus 9.5. Villanova, minus 2 over Oklahoma. Actually, I think I might take both the dogs there.
Okay.
Against those numbers.
It's going to be hard for me to bet against Villanova right now. But I'll almost assuredly, I think I'm done betting in this tournament.
Yeah, I got back to even this weekend for the tournament, and I'm kind of thinking I may just stay there. But
I'm up for the tournament. I'm up big for the season. This is one of those I've had the kind of college basketball year where I just need to say, you know what? Let's walk away from the table right now. But I don't want to be like AJ playing blackjack.
Right.
You know, so maybe it's time for me to just say, I'm good.
Here's some stats that he sent us. Vegas favorites, straight up, 46-14, but only 33-27 against the spread, which is actually not bad. The odds of a perfect bracket, 60 out of 60.
In the trillions, I'm
9.47
sure.
9.47 trillion to 1. We mentioned Syracuse, the fourth double-digit seed to ever make the Final Four. And the Final Four has had exactly one or two number one seeds 25 of the last 32 years.
I played back on, I'm looking at my, exactly 1 week ago today, I played five futures. I had Virginia plus 600, dead. Oregon plus 1,200, dead. I also had an Oregon plus that was 60 to 1 a while ago. It's dead. Indiana plus 2,000, dead. Maryland plus 3,000, dead. My last man standing, Nova plus 1,200.
I like that.
So hopefully that's who I'll be cheering for from a rooting standpoint. I hope Villanova wins it all, but that's it.
It's a pretty good price. Let's see what else he has for us here. Says, looking ahead of the last 30 years, only two championship games had a seed worse than number six.
Yeah.
And 26 of the last 27 NCAA champions have been a four seed or better. 26 out of the last 27. That's kind of a trend. So.
Well, you know what I think. I just don't see it happening. But if it does, again, it's one of the best stories in a long time out of this tournament.
I don't want this to turn back into that.
No, let's just leave it. Let's just leave it be.
I think we've done a nice job of sort of transitioning away from that, at least on the show. Did you see? Apparently, Kevin Harlan is catching a bunch of flack for his call
for they've risen from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay. I caught it. I was like, oh, people are going to be mad about it. But I don't care. Well, I think it's funny.
First off, I don't think that much of Kevin Harlan is, especially,
I don't either.
Especially his radio calls on football are just the worst. But honestly, people are worked up over this. All he said was back from the dead on Easter Sunday. Did you guys not see Twitter yesterday? People were making zombie Jesus, happy zombie Jesus day jokes and everything like that. And you're going to get upset over that.
My Instagram, I posted a picture of Jesus talking to a bunch of like kids and disciples.
Yeah.
And it said, so I said, Mom, don't worry. I'll be back in like 3 days tops. I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
So I mean, people get too sensitive about things.
Yeah. And in this case, you know, these play-by-play guys, they always have something rehearsed for, you know, for the occasion. And I'm sure he just came up with that and thought it was going to be really, really funny and really clever. And it's really not.
What he'll say is, it was a spur of the moment.
Of course it wasn't. Of course it wasn't.
Because everyone lies in the moment. And let me tell you, we didn't talk about this. Mike Krzyzewski is a liar. We talked about this on Friday.
He is.
And he denied what he said to Dylan Brooks. And then the audio came out, and all of a sudden he's like, I in a moment after the game, I said something infactual about, you know, what I said to Dylan Brooks, and I'm sorry. So he gives like a half-ass apology, and because he's Coach K, everybody's supposed to forgive him. But that's such BS. The dude straight up lied to everybody.
Are you shocked?
Until the audio came out, then he's like, oh, damn it.
You got me.
And not only did he lie to everyone, but by doing so, essentially called Dylan Brooks a liar. So he pointed the finger at a college kid and said, he's the liar, not me. I'm not lying. He lied to you guys. Coach K.
That's your guy.
Holier than thou, Coach K. Oh, yeah, you know me. You know my Duke tattoo.
Yeah. Look, he's damn good, but that doesn't make him. Most college basketball coaches are not good people.
No.
It's just it's almost impossible to be a good person and do that job. It really is. We said about football coaches a lot, but I think it's a lot worse with basketball coaches because you have to get down in the grime and cheat and lie and do everything you can to be successful. It's a shame, but that's a reality. Speaking of coaches, did you see how Roy Williams injured himself?
His calf injury?
No. He cut his hand.
Oh, Roy Williams. Okay.
No, he cut his hand cutting down the nets.
It seems like that, I mean, for a guy like him, that should be old practice by now.
It should, but...
Which, by the way, I hate cutting down the nets.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get to, is why on earth do you do this staged BS thing?
It's sponsored, I guess. Like, they've got Warner Ladders and whatever scissors sponsoring the whole thing. I hate it, but I think it's stupid that they celebrate like they won a championship, like they all put on hats. And
yeah.
Like that. Dude, you haven't won anything yet, but I'm the same guy who thinks it's stupid to pop champagne in the locker room after you win a wild card game, and I got a bunch of grief for that because the Astros just want to bro out, so I should let them bro out if they want to. I think you should celebrate championships, but that's just me foolishly thinking that, not regional championships or whatever. How about you celebrate when the job's done?
Yeah, I agree. You know who else agrees with you?
Who? Not the Astros.
No, not the Astros, and certainly not anybody involved with college basketball where you have to cut the nets down.
Not Warner Ladders, for sure.
No. Is that who sponsored it? Because yeah. I don't stick around for that
There's
crap.
Like commercials being run about, like, normal people are going to suddenly go out and buy a Warner Ladder because they see it used to cut down the nets. They're like, the official ladder of the NCAA tournament. And it's like, the new Warner Ladder with a deck to stand on. I mean, ladders have been around for a long-ass time. I've gone a long time with a deckless ladder. I'm not suddenly like, oh my God, the innovations they've made in ladders over the last 50 years. There's now a platform you can stand on. I'm okay standing on the second to the top rung or third to the top rung. I'll be all right without a deck on my ladder. Thanks, Warner.
Well,
but I'm sure ladder sales are through the roof right now.
Joe Thornton of the San Jose Sharks was asked if they were going to celebrate when they clinched the playoffs. So it's not like baseball. We're not going to be popping champagne or anything like that. That's how you should be.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN.
97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Apparently, your Lady Longhorns are hanging in there with the...
What are they down, 20?
No, it's 33-25.
Oh, my God. This is...
Bad for the game. Bad for
no,
the game.
No, this is good for the game.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, how many... Is that 2 minutes in or what?
No, this is like... Well, it's in the second. Do they play quarters?
I think they play quarters in the women's game.
So, yeah, it's 33-25 with 2:47 to go in the second.
Oh man!
See, that's how much I know about it.
This is massive for the game itself.
Well,
can we all agree on that?
I think it is.
This is a win for the sport,
especially because
a close game here is very meaningful.
Well, I think it goes to show just how far this Longhorn program has come, AJ. That they can get within 8 points of UConn. Let's grab a phone call. Austin.
At halftime.
Austin, you're on the Blitz. What's up?
Huh? Hey, sports.
Hey, sports.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, sorry. It's kind of hard to hear y'all. I just wanted to comment on the current contract negotiations with Cam Newton and Andrew Luck. To be honest, I mean, I look on it, I look back, and I see that Cam Newton, 5 years later, brings the Panthers to the Super Bowl. And so, obviously, you know, he should get his payday. I mean, that's the point of being the quarterback, right? Help take it to the Super Bowl. He didn't get there. He didn't win it all. But, I mean, I don't think you can really ask more than that. Andrew Luck, 4 years down the road, going into his fifth year now, you really don't know, I mean, what he's got. I mean, he's really took him to the playoffs, I think, twice now. Did not pass, the first round, really. And that's really it. I mean, I'm going to take my comments. I'm going to take your comments off the air.
So are you saying you wouldn't pay Andrew Luck?
I just don't think Andrew Luck's going to get paid that much if he doesn't take him to at least the conference finals this year.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Andrew Luck's going to get all the money he wants no matter what happens this year.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't get it from Indy, somebody will pay it.
And first off, Cam Newton signed his big deal last year.
Yeah, he signed it before he went to the Super Bowl.
And the whole point of these contracts is it's when your time comes up. And when Andrew Luck's time comes up, he's going to be the highest paid. And it'll be that way until the next guy comes up. And should he make more than Aaron Rodgers? No.
But will he? Of course.
Yes, he will. Just like, you know, when Drew Brees got his deal at exactly the right time. And that's just the reality of it.
And by the way, when Cam Newton signed that deal, his record as a starter was 30-31-1. Under 500 as a starter, and he got paid.
And a lot of people were questioning, including AJ, were questioning whether you should pay him.
Yep.
And
Andrew Luck is going to get the most money that any quarterback has ever gotten. Does that mean that he'll be the highest paid quarterback 3 years from now? Probably not, because that's just the way it works. But he is going to get more money. He's going to get whatever he asks for.
And that's just the reality. I don't understand.
Andrew Luck was 33-15 before this season. And he's 35-20 now.
I don't understand why people are so caught up in how much this guy gets paid versus this guy. Von Miller is going to wind up with more money than J.J. Watt.
Right. It is a matter of when you come up. It's just, I think with quarterbacks, and the reason, and I didn't question Cam Newton's because of how much money he was getting. I was questioning whether or not Cam Newton was the kind of guy the Panthers should be paying to be a franchise quarterback. Clearly, I was wrong. They made the right call. But at the time, I didn't think that Cam Newton had shown enough to necessarily warrant that. The Panthers made that gamble. They obviously were smarter than I was on that case. But it's the same with Joe Flacco. Is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback in the NFL? By a lot of metrics, the answer is no. But when Joe Flacco's time came up, it was the Ravens had to say, well, we either pay Joe Flacco everything he wants or we hit reset and try to find someone else. And there's no one that was available then or since that's better than Joe Flacco. So they said, well, we just got to pay Joe Flacco. And that's why Joe Flacco makes the kind of money he does.
Yeah, although he just redid his deal to make it a little more team friendly so they could sign some other guys, which happens also.
Hey, pretty regularly, by the way.
How many?
Not everybody's Tom Brady and who plays for pennies on the dollar of what they could make.
And how many Super Bowls has Tony Romo led the Cowboys to? Have you seen his contract?
0.0.
That's the thing. And would anybody think he doesn't deserve that? I mean, you make your own deal is what you do. You make the best deal for you. And you know, comparing one guy to another and what they make is kind of silly. Because it all depends on when you come up. Yeah. And you know, I think the J.J. Watt thing is a good example. They made him the highest paid defensive player. That's not going to last. Somebody else is going to get more.
You want to hear something funny? Remember the other day we were talking about the parent who was upset with me about how I pitched to his kid?
Yeah.
And when he pitches it, he gets a hit every time.
Right.
Because my kid had an early game today. So I wasn't able to be there to pitch. It's the first game that I haven't pitched. And guess who's pitching? That kid's dad.
Yeah.
You'll never guess what happened. That kid's first at bat.
He struck out.
Correct.
Shame.
Just know,
maybe it's not all your fault.
Maybe it's not all my fault.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Lamont says this dude who thinks Luck is not going to get paid is just dumb. I don't know that he doesn't think he's going to get paid. He was trying to make the point that he doesn't deserve to get paid. But it's like anything. You're paid. What you deserve to get paid is based on the market. And
I can't. I mean,
there is not a team. Well, there's three or four teams that wouldn't pay Andrew Luck the most in the league to be their quarterback.
If Andrew Luck, who by any sort of measure had a bad season last year, he was hurt for most of the year. I think he was hurt the whole year. He was 2-5 when he wasn't hurt, and he looked like crap. If he hadn't done that, without that 7-game sample where he looked bad, would anyone even have a question mark about whether or not Andrew Luck should be getting paid?
I don't think anybody does have a question. I think,
well, clearly at least one person.
Well, he's going to get paid. Now, if you want to argue that you think the guy's a little overrated, I'll listen to that, but I'm still paying him for the same reason I would have paid Cam Newton, the same reason you pay Andy Dalton what you paid him.
Right.
When you've got one of those guys, you don't let him go. And if you got a guy that you think can be truly elite, then you damn sure don't let him go, and you pay him like that.
If you
and I think Flacco is a perfect example because he gambled on himself, won a Super Bowl, got paid.
If you go 2-14, draft a guy, and then win 11 games each of the next 3 years, that guy is valuable to you. You pay that guy. I don't care if you win the Super Bowl every year or not. You pay that guy because being an 11-win team every year is way better than the alternative.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, who knows? Maybe last year was the start of a regression. Maybe he got to be as good as we were ever going to see. But even so, he's getting paid.
Yep.
It's his time. Let me do a giveaway real quick here.
Do it. Give it away.
How about two tickets to the Interactive Sports Extravaganza, the NCAA Final Four Fan Fest at the George R. Brown Friday, April 1st through Monday, April 4th. It includes basketball courts for exhibitions and fan games, 3-on-3 tournaments, and special appearances with former NCAA players and coaches, as well as other sports personalities, topped off with a fun-filled atmosphere. Ticketing is family-friendly. For more information, log on to ncaa.com/Final Four. Caller 15. You are going to go to FanFest, which apparently the blimps were downtown this afternoon. I don't know how many blimps there are coming in for this, but there were at least two.
Oh, it's a big blimp fest, huh?
Yeah, apparently so. All right. I used to look like a blimp, but then I went to Quick Weight Loss Center.
You were so fat.
Yeah, I was. And then I went to Quick Weight Loss, and they helped me get the weight off and had me looking better and feeling better than I have in years. And it's easy. If you just stick to this program, guys, it's going to work for you. And maybe, you know, you overdid it with the family this weekend, ate way too much, and you got up. You said, man, I hate the way I look. I need to do something. Give them a call. Because for 28 years, they've been helping people, not just me, but they've been helping friends of mine, people who work here. It's worked great for them. It's worked great for me. You're going to lose more weight faster and easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required. No prepackaged meals. And right now, great deal. Get 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. You can get a free no-obligation consultation. Just drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. And if you're outside of Houston, they have a home program. So just go to quickweightlosscenter.com, or better yet, give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live, on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an... Man, I'm allergic to something in here. I don't know what it is today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. I don't know if somebody... wore some cologne in here or something.
Not I.
I'm
not a cologner.
Allergies are just going nuts. Hey, real quickly before we move on to the dumbass report, two things I just wanted to throw out there is I wrote a little thing today for those of you who are going to be playing the quarter horses out at Sam Houston. It's on examiner.com. It's 5 tips, things you need to know if you're not a quarter horse person, you're used to thoroughbreds. And it's very useful. So it's on that Examiner thing that I write. And, man, if you didn't see California Chrome's race on Saturday in the Dubai World Cup, freaking incredible. Best race of his career by far. And Victor Espinoza, the saddle was sliding off the horse in the stretch. And he had to...
How does that happen?
Well, they didn't have it tight enough on him. And a lot can go wrong with there. If it gets onto his flanks, the horse starts bucking. And if Victor slides one way or the other, he's underneath the horse, and he still winds up winning the thing in track record time by 3.5 lengths. It was just an amazing performance and an amazing ride. And Victor Espinoza, the last 2 years alone, 5 of 6 Triple Crown races, Breeders' Cup Classic, and now the richest race in the world. It's a pretty good run.
That's not bad.
Anyway, let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start in Massachusetts, where a man was a little upset He was found with $20,000 worth of heroin in January. He became so upset that his local Taco Bell was closed that he sped off in his car, crashed into an ATM, and knocked himself unconscious. He laid on the horn for at least 2 minutes when no one answered him at the drive-thru window. He then sped off and crashed into an ATM at 80 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Later told police he had no idea how it happened. In January, he was in a car with 500 bags of heroin when the driver was pulled over for a defective brake light. The two men were in the vehicle with an underage girl.
And then
that was before this incident. I mean, this guy, not a very smart criminal and likes Taco Bell way too much. Police said, this is the craziest part, police said he showed no signs of impairment. I mean, how does that happen? How are you not drunk and want Taco Bell, first of all?
Well, yeah.
And then you drive your car into an ATM? Come on, guys. Let's go to Pennsylvania next. Police are looking for a man who tried to steal tools from Walmart, but then was confronted by security. And what he did next is what's kind of the dumb part. He put tools in his cart, put them in plastic shopping bags, tried to leave the store without paying. When security confronted him, he ran to the parking lot, jumped in a car with New Jersey plates, and took off. Problem is, he left behind an 11-year-old boy that he was taking care of. The boy told police how to get in touch with his mother. She wasn't cooperative and told them the man was watching her son, but she didn't know his full name. The boy was released back to his mother, but now Child Youth Services has been contacted. Not wise to leave behind. That's
wise,
that's a big
guys.
Piece of evidence to leave behind when you try to do a criminal act, an 11-year-old. A man was arrested Thursday morning shortly after he robbed a Chase Bank in Florida. According to authorities, Terry Meach threw the money into the air after police officers and told police officers that he left a package that contained a bomb at the bank. That's not going to get you out of trouble, bro.
No.
You're in trouble for robbing a bank. You don't tell them you left a bomb there. According to authorities, two beer cans were found inside the package that was wrapped in a plastic grocery bag, which contained no explosives. Police said that he told them that he was a member of ISIS. Authorities do not believe the threat to be credible.
Not wise.
And finally, Granite Shoals, Texas. Where is Granite Shoals? Anybody know that?
I do not.
I don't either. But they've got smart police. Or they have, I think it says northwest of Austin.
Huh.
They've got really dumb residents. The police department posted on Facebook, breaking news, area meth and heroin supply possibly contaminated with Ebola. Meth and heroin recently brought into Central Texas, as well as the ingredients used to make it, could be contaminated with life-threatening Ebola. If you've recently purchased meth or heroin in Central Texas, please take it to the local police or sheriff department so it can be screened with a special device. Do not use it until it's been properly checked for possible Ebola contamination.
Oh, boy.
Contact any Granite Shoals PD officer for testing. Please share in hopes we get this information to anyone who has contaminated meth or heroin that needs tested. 2 days later, concerned citizen brought her drugs to the police station so the officers could test it. 29-year-old Chastity Hobson was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance.
So they only
got to be really dumb. They only got one. But that's one more than they should have gotten.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's your dumbass report.
Why is it that? But yeah, speaking of dumb, you have to be a dumb bank robber to get caught. Have you ever noticed how they never catch bank robbers?
Because they're scared to chase you.
I don't know. We lose the music. There we go.
That place is an hour and 15 minutes. That is at west of Round Rock.
Okay.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Fun show today. Went by fast. We'll try to do the same thing tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great Monday night. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches. So let mercy
come. ESPN 97.5.